Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them online at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that hugs with a Z, H-U-G-Z. Okay, so our guest medium tonight is Joe Scheel, and he'll be joining us in just a few moments, but first, I have a few quick updates. On April 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have a webinar entitled Grief and the Afterlife, Perspectives from a Certified Medium, Grief Educator, and the Bereaved. We all face the loss of a loved one differently. However, one thing is clear. A belief in life after death can be of enormous benefit to the bereaved. There will be a panel of a certified medium, Joanne Gerber, a grief educator, Melissa Gold, and an informed bereaved person, Bob Ginsburg, and they will all approach the subject of grief and the afterlife from a different perspective. All are welcome to join in with your questions for the panel. Then we have another webinar on May 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's called Living with Ghosts, Science Weighs In on the Healing Power of After-Death Communication. This will be a live discussion with the filmmakers of the winner of Best Documentary. The name of the documentary is Living with Ghosts. It was a seven-year exploration of the nature of consciousness and whether after-death communication can or should be facilitated in a clinical setting to treat chronic grief. There will be a short film presentation, talks by the filmmakers, and there will be also a Q&A about the topics discussed, so do not miss that. And then lastly, the summer solstice raffle will be taking place. You can win as many as five medium readings. Participating Forever Family Certified Mediums are John Holland, Dustin Livers, Joanne Gerber, Janet Nahavik, and Maurice Israel. So do not miss a chance to win. Literally, you could win five readings just for yourself, if you're lucky. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. We'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we are looking forward to that. But please remember to call from a landline phone so you get the best reception. All right, so let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium today is Joe Scheel, and in addition to his work as an evidential psychic medium, Joe is also a spirit artist, and a very good one at that, I might add, as well as an award-winning teacher. He's a Reiki master, a healer, and a spiritual advisor. Joe is also an ordained minister, as well as an instructor with the Journey Within Church in New Jersey, and he's a registered medium in Lilydale, New York, and I'm always happy to have him back on the show. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Good. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Of course. It's always a pleasure to have you on. You're a good guest. So we have a few minutes to chat. I don't remember if we spoke about this last time, but if we did, please forgive me. And also everyone listening, please forgive me. But I'm sure there's people who want to hear it because Spirit told me to ask you about this. So before you were a medium, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were in seminary school, right?
Yes, I was. I was in the seminary for a while to become permanent deacon. So, yeah.
Which I find very interesting, given the nature of your work now. I wanted to ask you, and I guess, again, like I said, I was sort of led or told to ask you this. Did you ever have any problem, like in the beginning, reconciling it with your beliefs, or did it kind of just make sense to you? And what advice would you be able to give to people who might be struggling with that themselves?
Well, I had a tremendous amount of struggle. I would call it a personal war within myself of what was right, what wasn't, you know. And so educating myself and really going through a number of efforts to try to figure out what this was all about. What part did I really want to play in it and be part of it? And how much did I believe and what was real and what wasn't? Because there's a lot of baloney there, but there's a lot of baloney in a lot of things, you know. My upbringing was quite religious. I tried a number of religions and practices as I grew, including Buddhism and a lot of other things, just to try to find what I believed in. I was a philosophy major in college, so my first effort was I thought that I would go on to become a Jesuit, and then I backed away from that completely for a number of reasons. And later on, I went back and to become a permanent deacon and get, you know, to pursue a master's in ministry and that type of thing. Done a lot of ministerial type programs and things over the years. I've been a volunteer for a lot of organizations, and I really was in the trenches, basically, you know, in the cities and migrant workers and a number of different things, hospital chaplain. I did a number of things just trying to give back and trying to really find the way. But when this came about, it was a surprise to me. However, it wasn't a surprise that there was something more to what had been happening to me my whole life. And so when I finally came about to understand it, I went and I chased it. I chased to see, what was this all about, this mediumship? I never, you know, I probably read it somewhere in the Bible, but I didn't pay attention to it, you know. So all of a sudden, it was there. Through some really wonderful people, including a lot of people in the seminaries themselves, told me, you know, I think you have a gift that is very, very different, and you should pursue it, and you should find out as much about it and discern what you want to do. So that's what I did. And so now I've been doing this for many years, and it's a way to touch, you know, upon people's souls and really, I believe with, you know, this is a spiritual nature. I mean, I understand the science of it, and I adhere to the science and help any way I can with the science of it, so we know for sure what's what. But I also have my argument is well, we're talking to spirits, so it must be somewhat spiritual.
Right, it's kind of hard to get around that, right?
Right. So that's what happened. But as far as people getting into this and being frightened, I mean, I would say please try to have an open mind. You know, don't rattle yourself. There's a lot of information out there. Forever Family Foundation has a tremendous library of books and understandings that you can tap into in the organization, and a lot of very knowledgeable people that can help you understand what it is to make your own decisions, to discern, which means, you know, really making an informed decision. I wouldn't just jump into things if you don't feel comfortable. I certainly wouldn't just buy into anything. If you just believe anything, you'll fall for anything, and that's not okay.
Very true.
Make sure that you ask yourself hard questions. I am probably the most skeptical medium you'll ever meet. And yet, I like to have evidence in front of me and the real, you know, the real take at things. That's Forever Family Foundation kind of adheres to those standards. So that's why I'm involved. You know, I like the fact that we keep asking questions. We want to know,
you know. Right. It's definitely a good thing. And you know what? I haven't encountered too many clients, in my years. I'm doing this like maybe 10 years now, I think. And I haven't had too many people who had reservations about it sort of from like a religious like standpoint, or at least they haven't said it to me, but there's been a few. And it's probably because I was never really that religious, even growing up. My family, like, we went to church when someone got married and when they died, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't really very religious. But it always just kind of never made sense to me when, you know, I'd encounter the person here or there that would say, you know, that's bad or it's evil. And I was kind of like, if I'm bringing someone peace and bringing through, you know, someone that they love, or I don't get what, you know, the devil or whatever you want to call it would be getting out of making somebody feel better. And that's, you know what I mean? Like, it just never really made sense to me, that whole concept.
I think human beings make it, you know, take it as evil, and they're, you know, it frightens people if yeah. they think we know more than they do or something, and we don't. We just all we are is we're more connected to our own right. spirit.
Better listeners.
It's spirit to spirit. It's really we're all future ghosts, you know.
Yeah, right. Future and past ghosts. Yes, absolutely. You're completely right about that. Yeah. I like that one. Awesome. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, because I do know that there are people out there who struggle with it. I know a few mediums who've actually struggled with their religious beliefs from their abilities right. start happening, and they mostly land on that it comes from, you know, a higher source, or like you said, we're talking to spirits, so it must be spiritual. It's, you know,
I have never had a negative experience like that, or you know, I've never felt an evil.
No, me either.
Nothing like that ever. No.
So. During a reading, I have, and other you know, places and things like that, I felt less than positive. But with, you know, sitting down with someone, grandma yeah. just wants to talk and tell you she loves you. That's all. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not.
There's a few scary people in the world, that's for sure.
Well, that's very true. Very true. Okay, yeah. Joseph, before we get to the callers, I know you, everyone is excited to kind of be doing things back in person now that we're sort of a little more free than we were last time we chatted. So you have some events coming up, right?
Yes, there's a number of things coming up. Right now, I have an ongoing monthly lecture series online that's Living a Spiritual Life and Illuminating the Wisdom Within You. And that's the next one is March 24th. And yeah, sign up for that. You can have them all. But they're to really help and give tools to instill a more spiritual way of living. And hopefully that can be help people to live a more compassionate life, et cetera. April 11th, I'm really excited about this one. I'm launching Spiritual Artistry, Co-Creating a Tangible Evidence and Inspired Imagery with the Unseen World. A lot of people that get involved in this, you know, kind of start to see a lot of things and have constructs of ideas and guides, teachers, and all these other things. And what this is more about is for artists, for mediums, for psychics, for people who are kind of getting into it, and even some professionals along the way, some of the artists I know that are more, they want to show the feelings and the emotions and the life behind the inspiration from higher sources, from a spirit world, if you will. So this way, you could be any kind of artist or craft person that wants to kind of put that inspiration into it. So it's a 12 week series that I think is going to be a lot of fun and a lot of excitement, and maybe a lot of beautiful work done as well. Nice. It can help heal people. And then I'm launching a beginner's mediumship program again. This is the first part of a three-part series, if you will. So this is two parts. The itself begins May 10th. And so that's for people that are beginning. A lot of the people that are in my present beginner psychic will move from there to this, hopefully, and go on from there. So there's a lot of people are welcome to that. And, you know, I started the Joseph Shiel Arts Institute, and that is for a lot of things online that, you know, you can get and just watch when you want to, you know, just go to the website, josephshiel.com, and you can find those. And then I'm looking forward to getting out again. I am going on to the road finally. I haven't been, you know, I've done one thing with John Holland in Massachusetts, in Salem, and I'm going to be in Chicago at the Infinity Foundation in Chicago, and I'm looking forward to that. And then the Summer Grief Retreat with Forever Family Foundation in July, and on. So the year looks full. And
you're pretty busy this year.
I try to be. It keeps me out of trouble.
I was going to say, it'll keep you out of trouble. Yeah, very good. All right, awesome. So yeah, if anybody wants to check that out, Joe's website is www.josephshiel.com. Or you could just go on the Forever Family website, foreverfamily.org, and check out the mediums page. We're all listed there. Okay, so Joe, you ready to get to the phone lines?
Sure.
All right, cool. So before we take your calls, just as a reminder, if we take your call on air, I'll call you up by your first name and where you're calling from, and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with Spirit, and Joe will do a mini reading. Or if you have a question for us, we are more than happy to take those as well. Yeah. All right, Joe, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Awesome. All right. Strap on your seatbelts. Okay. First, we have Anita from California. Anita, are you on the line?
I am on the line, and I met you in Milpitas with the grief transformation. So thank you, and you did a reading for me with my husband. And then Joe Scheel, I am part of your Living a Spiritual Life, so, and found your, last year you did some hours of prayer, which I found helpful.
Good.
So,
good.
And like you, I was raised Catholic maybe and Protestant, so though my spirituality tends to be Catholic, my practice is more Protestant, and I think to the point you were making, a lot of people fear what they don't know, and I know in the religious upbringing, the gifts that you have, people, the psychics and mediums, I think are gifts of the spirit, fruits of the spirit, and I think it takes an open mind to realize that versus the many years of possible out of fear, control, who knows why, but I am grateful that I think minds are opening more and more to the gifts that both of you have and many like you.
Well, thank you.
That being said, you're welcome. I mean, I just think it's amazing. And that grief transformation was healing for me, too. I have more of a question, given the, since you have connections to the spirit world, it is pretty distressing what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. You know, I do a lot of reading. Joe, I remember some things about, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Fatima prophecies or the third secret of Fatima.
Yes, I do. I remember them.
Yep. So I'm wondering if in the book of Revelation, if you do see it, or if you have any wisdom from the other side saying, do we pray? How do we get out of this horrible tragedy? Which may have some references in Revelation. If I look at the red dragon, I don't know if you believe that red dragon is communism or Russia, but any thoughts that you have on how, on a spiritual level, how the other dimension is viewing this, if there's things that we can do either through prayer, would be interested in both your perspectives, if you have time for that.
Sure. So you want to go first?
Sure. Anita, I think you first stated the whole effort of understanding this work and what the gifts are that certain people have, and many of us are very different, was put brilliantly, so thank you for that. You know, of course, I'm not one to miss the 6 o'clock news either, so I know, you know, I kind of see what's going on. Having lived my life for a while now, and having, I remember one time being in a theater in Southeast Asia during the war, and I was I was living there and working on the border of Cambodia, and I remember seeing this cartoon that was about all these red ants coming in and taking over this village in the cartoon, you know, and I was wondering what the heck is this all about, you know, and then obviously it was a communist overwhelmment, and they were trying to, a propaganda type film put out to kind of gather and pull people together against that type of thing. And at the end, it was, you know, it was produced by Disney, which I thought was incredible, you know. But why am I bringing that up? I'm bringing that up because there's lots of things that people are doing to kind of, you know, move people in one direction or another, or to lead them into the anger and to the horrors of things. And, you know, a war is a terrible, terrible thing. And I know all too well. However, I believe that in this life that I'm living now, and in the spiritual way that I'm connecting with spirit, that there are more powerful things than say thrusted steel. Okay. There is much more powerful things that we can do in our own hearts, in our own prayers, and our own influence amongst the love between each other. And I think the more we come together in this world, we have come a long way to come together, and we're in a time of instant contact. Here we are on the radio show talking to each other across the country, These things were not as prevalent and not as readily available, not as exposed or visually understood back then, even during Vietnam. But now there's a number of people that are being, you know, kind of closed out from different sources of media and understanding. And there's a whole bunch of others of us in the world that are well aware of what's going on. And we can investigate that. We can use intelligence and find that. I think the biggest thing that we need to do to combat this kind of aggression, this kind of activity in the world is one, education, and really kind of bringing people to understand the real nature of histories and the real nature of human beings, but also a spiritual effort of really understanding soul to soul, spirit to spirit, and kind of breaking down the lines. We have lived in a world that's separated from each other. And the one thing I've learned from the spirit world is that we're not separate. We are one. We're the same. Our spirits are very well connected. So what we do to one, we're doing to ourselves and to others. And so the ripple effect of our own intentions and our own human frailties can be quite disastrous, whether it be in a family or a relationship or in world relationships. So I think the more we can live a spiritual life, the more we can be honoring of our own spirit, the more that energy is put in the world. I have no worries right now that the good in this world, the people that are trying to live spiritual lives, that are love each other and their families, are looking upon this as something Neanderthal, ancient, that's not necessary in the world anymore. I don't care how many people with power and money are pushing it. I think that the level, the field will become level in time. There may be some needs for other things, but I think we as spiritual people and those who are closest to contact with the spirit world, I think we'll see the sense it makes to be powers of example of loving each other instead of hurting each other. And so that's my take at it. I mean, there's a lot we can do in prayer. There's a lot we can do in standing up and stating the truth. And I think it will come. It doesn't matter what the politics are. I think that when the light comes on, the baloney's exposed and everybody knows what's what. And I think more and more we're in a world where the light is becoming brighter, and we're going to see the benefit of being people of light, not milling around in the darkness.
Cool. Yeah, well said, Joe. You know what? I don't even know if I have anything to add, because I think you pretty much said what I was going to say. So you did good. I hope that helps answer the question.
I think if I could recap, I think what I'm hearing you say, or at least how it would make sense for me at this dire time, and though I've taken my own activities online about divesting in Russia, I mean, because sometimes it's through money or that type of power that might convert the leadership's hearts. It's not the people of Russia. Of course, it never is, I think. But basically, I think what you're saying is to pray that the light is stronger than darkness and will touch Putin and, you know, hopefully just convert, that they will stop, that there will be a way through love and our spiritual connection, if we continue to pray for that, that might help this situation.
I think you're onto it. And I think you, certainly there are practical things that we in our humanness are going to have to do and feel that we have to do and are moved and sometimes instigated to do, if you will. However, I think there's a power greater than that. And it may be from the unseen world. And that power greater is the one that we, no matter what practical means we need to do to cut off the funds or the means and those types of things, there's a greater power that can change the mindset through a spirit to spirit. And I'm talking our own energy, our own self. You know, when we all carry an aura, If we go into battle with somebody else, we just beget battle. If we go into really sending peace to another person, we begin to enlighten them that there is a better way. And so I think there's a lot of contemplation and meditation and prayer to change this. And more of us that can do that, the more positive energies in the world, the more it's exposed, the more war looks ridiculous, and right. We work harder at a better way. That's all. Right. Thanks, Anita,
Thank you for the question, Anita. We hope this helps. Okay. All right. You take care.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye bye. Okay. So next up, we have Stephanie from Colorado. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Hi, Stephanie.
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Did you want to have a reading tonight, or did you have a question?
Yes. Yes, I would like to have a reading if I could, please.
Okay, Joe, you're up.
Thank you, and thanks for checking in from Colorado, one of my favorite states in the country. I love it out there. I haven't been out there in many, many years, but I do love it out there. So, Stephanie, as I just breathe here for a moment and get my composure, I feel that there's two people that come into my mind immediately, and I see one of them as very, very beautiful. Could have had some more life. Feels a bit, I want to say younger almost as I come to see her, and she's almost like pushing me towards a gentleman who is also there. And I want to speak about a gentleman that comes in. I believe he's very, very intelligent. He's a very quick study. He's an outgoing person. People really loved his energy and loved who he was. I feel he had a tremendous amount of influence on the others because he was straightforward and honest. He said it like it is, you know. He doesn't deal well with baloney. I feel like he's got a good sense of humor, although it's a little off. And I feel very strongly that he sits with me looking at you with a great deal of love. So I do think this is somebody close. Usually when I get this kind of feeling, it's either a brother or a husband, a son, something like that. But it almost feels like he's protective towards you and wants you to know that he's been around for a while. I don't feel well with him at the end. I do feel like he passed quicker than he expected to, and I don't feel this is of his own doing, Stephanie, but more there is some confusion around the passing. But I don't want to get into the horrors of that. I want to get into more of the life that he lived. Do you understand any of this so far?
I'm not quite sure. I have someone in mind, but if you could elaborate a little more.
I certainly will go on further. If there's any pieces that you do understand, I would appreciate it. The way I come to this, and I do want to say, Stephanie, there's a sense that he wanted to live a longer life, but that his health was failing quickly, and I do feel that he's blaming himself somewhat for that health decline, either lifestyle earlier on or that type of thing. So he's like saying, I shouldn't have done that, you know. So I want to mention that as well. I also want to say that there's a sense here that there is a younger woman that is there is knows him, but not associated with him. It feels family to me. It doesn't feel like a marriage, if you will, but that she's there as well. And as I see them, if I were to draw him, I would say he's a little taller than I am. I'm 5'10". I feel like he's a 6 foot or better here because he's just a little towering over me. Very, very strong in his being and very agile. He still had a youthfulness about him. I don't feel like he's hampered by the physicality as much as an older person might be. He seems to still have some vibrancy with him. And he seems to be good with numbers, like in his head. He's an engineering kind of mind where he can figure things out and put them together. If I also am getting my own name around this, and I want to kind of say my full name is Joseph Patrick John, I'm kind of getting John around him, not necessarily his name, but around him. Does any of this make any sense, Stephanie?
About a minute left.
Hmm? No.
You're not connecting with any of it?
Well, the young girl, possibly. I have a niece that passed over when she was 19.
Okay. And that would be...
She died of a drug overdose.
She's the first one that came through, and she was lovely in who she was, and I do feel like she had a lot of talents and vibrancy. She had a great smile, and I felt that she was trying to get my attention, but she was pointing over to this man that seemed to be important, and I do feel I don't want you to throw it out, okay? I want you to kind of, not that I want you to kind of carry it around with you if it's troubling, but I want you to kind of perhaps think about this gentleman and think about the name John. Sometimes names can be first names, middle names, or last names. I almost feel like this John is definitely something I heard, but I could have been talking with myself. So I want you to kind of look for a middle name and see if you find that within it. If you were to understand this gentleman, you would have known that he passed in his 70s. And I do want to say around 76 years old. And that's what I'm getting off the bat here. I think I probably need to explain to people how I work a little better. So I'll do that before the next reading. But I hope that some of this is helpful. If your niece is there, I want you to know that there's a tremendous amount of the way she came in so quickly. I was kind of surprised by that. I think she has a tremendous amount of admiration for you and wanting to help you and uplift you. Has there been a passing recently in the past 2 years, please?
Yeah, she passed away within the last 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And then mother-in-law just passed away today.
Oh, my God. Because she's talking about, like, you know, like a very close death. So I would believe that these people, both her and the man, have your mother-in-law. But I want to just, I haven't seen her, to be honest. But I do feel like that she was coming in right away to kind of give you the sense that they're around. Okay. So I'll leave you with that with light and love. I'm sorry we don't have time to unfold it more, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good night. Okay, next up. Oh, George, do you want to explain something first before we go to the next call?
I'll try to connect with the sound of your voice. Is very important to me. So if you could just say yes or no, or I might ask you which pieces do you understand. Just feedback to me what I've said to you. Try not to elaborate. That the sound of your voice is like getting a call from mom on the phone. He says hello, and you know exactly who it is. Those vibrations are what I hear, because I'm hopefully blending with the spirit enough to know that, and I'll know who they are to you. So if you could answer me that way, I'd appreciate it. I know these are very, very quick kind of greetings, not readings, so we'll do the best we can to connect, and I thank you for your patience with me. Okay.
Well, everyone is glad to have you, Joe, including me. Okay, so next up we have Pam from Nevada. Pam, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Pam.
I'm doing okay. How are both of you?
We're doing good. So, Pam, did you want to make a connection tonight, or did you have a question for Joe and myself?
Connection, please.
Perfect.
Hi, Pam. How are you? Doing okay?
I'm doing okay. How are you? Good. Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in and supporting for family. Let me sit with this just for a second. You know, Pam, I have a woman here who is strong, strong-willed, a bit stubborn, if you will. I want to say, as she approaches me, she's the kind of person I need to be on guard with, because I was kind of a rotten kid. But anyway, I feel like she's just she took good care of herself, but she was very, very insistent about, you know, like she's taking 20, doing 20 questions on me. She wants to know who's Joe and does he have a job kind of thing. If I came to the door, you know, she'd definitely want to know if she came over, you know, if she'd want to know in advance. She doesn't want to fool around with any, you know, with people just showing up on their own. She definitely kind of states her boundaries, if you will. And I think she's a very, very intelligent person who was a little bit self-taught as well, has a bit of street sense from living life, but she does have a very matriarchal feeling to me. I want to talk about, you know, I'm kind of drawing you a rose here on my little notepad, and sometimes it's a name, but this feels more to me like a symbol of mom or grandmother here. So I just need to mention that. And I've drawn a lot of these in my day, but she has this power about her. And as I come close to her, I also want to say to you, Pam, there's a sense that she was very, very, proud of you, proud of who you are, and has been gone a while, but has been around you quite a bit and been trying to touch in with you to give her hellos. I do believe she loved animals too. So I wanted to talk about, I just saw a dog kind of run by. I don't speak dogs, so I can't say quick. It went so fast. but she seems to have had a love of animals too. And said that she's been trying to even get your attention now, with that kind of a thing. So I want to mention that. If you were to understand her, you would also understand. I am getting either Charles or Charlie around her. Kind of not the most common name, but like a Charlie, Chuck, that type of thing. I'm not sure what she's trying to say to me, but I want to mention that, okay? Do you understand any pieces of that, Pam?
Well, it sounds like you said, a grandmother. I don't know whether it would be paternal or maternal, but the name Charles doesn't really ring a bell.
Okay, so let me just hold on to that because they might be using an association with me. The only real Charles in my life was Charlie, my friend of Charlie in high school, and he was Apache Indian, and you know, kind of different in my high school for sure. But we were very, very good friends, and I feel like there's a sense there about when that's given to me, the kind of hard worker this person was, that she worked outside of the home and worked very hard, that she had a sense of a work ethic that was very, very strong. This feels to me more patriarchal than maternal, if you will. And I want to go to your father's side of the house to find this woman. Okay. And that's how I'm feeling right now. I also want to talk about a Helen or an Ellen that I'm hearing. Does that name make sense to you in some way, please?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
About a minute left.
All right. I'm going to ask you to hold on to the names. I know these are quick readings, but I don't want you to throw them out because I did hear it around her. So I want to go around her with that name and see if it fits somewhere. Okay. And not to give you a mystery to solve, but to hold on to. And she speaks of a young person who passed, a young man, I believe. And women usually bring me women and men bring me men. But for this reason, she talks about a young man. I think it's for the sake of time. And so that there's somebody there that she has met and has and is nurturing and it all is well with him. So I just need to mention that as well. And I wish I could open this up more too, because it feels quite like she's almost pushing me over to him, to be around you. So I want to mention that as well. I hope some of that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
That part makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Yeah, she just is encouraging me to go over and push him to you and bring him forward because in this state, I want you to understand this woman cares about you greatly and that's why she's doing this. I think this woman's been gone for quite a while, but has the sense and the power and the presence to know to come through to me very quickly. Let me just leave that with you, light and love. Know that he's there, and perhaps we can, at some point reveal who he is. And I feel very, very strongly with it. So I'm going to just mention that, Pam, okay? And can I ask you? Can I ask you who Michael is?
Michael.
I don't know. Way it's said to me. Okay, just know I've said it. I could be going on to the next person or something because the name just popped into my head. So I'm just going to leave that. Okay. The only Michael that I have association with is a cousin of mine who speaks a number of languages. So perhaps this woman spoke more than one language. Okay. And she's just letting me know that by pulling that forward to me. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
What about the young man? Anything more from the young man?
No, Pam, I'm so sorry, Pam. We do have to go on to the next caller.
I'm sorry, Pam.
Oh, okay.
But I hope that maybe someday I can help you with that and bring them forward, okay? Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. You take care, okay?
Yes, thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Okay. I know these short readings sometimes. Spirit doesn't always obey our time constraints, right, Joe?
No, it's just it's not enough. Sometimes it's not enough time to unfold.
These quick five-minute things. Yeah, I know. But we try.
Yeah, we try.
Okay, so next up we have Kathleen from New York. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. Hi, Joe. Joe.
Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. Okay.
So, Kathleen, did you want a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection with Spirit, please.
Perfect. Joe, you are up.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good,
Everything
thanks.
Good? Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Thank you.
And with that name, Kathleen, that just hits me as the St. Patrick's, because that's my sister's name, and mm-hmm. one of five. But thank you for coming on board here. And you know, Kathleen, I want to talk about a gentleman here that comes in, and I feel very strong with him. I feel a presence with him, and that he stands very stout, very strong, almost as if he has a military or policeman, fireman type of background, the way he stood up and kind of almost didn't salute me, but he, you know, one of those heavy handshakes where you press the other guy's hand, let him know where you're coming from, you know, and I feel very, very strong with him. There's a tremendous amount of love and appreciation for you and all that you've done. I feel like he is a strong, I want to say not girthy, but stocky guy with a sense of a real sense of humor and a way about him that is engaging. You know, I don't think he put up with baloney. I didn't think he dealt well with stupid. This guy would have, really spoken up if somebody was full of baloney. But he comes in quite strongly that way with you. You'd understand this, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I feel that he comes in to let you know that he's been around you recently and trying to help you to make new choices as far as what's on next, if you will, what's on deck, he says. That's interesting. That's almost like a baseball term that he used. Would you understand that he enjoyed baseball, or he was part of baseball somehow?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The person that I'm thinking of.
Okay, yeah. Because it's the way he said the next thing on deck, and that's definitely a baseball term. So I just was interested in that. He seems to have a great deal of common sense, and yet he says, "Oh, I have my screw ups," and he's just kind of laughing about them. You know, it's like it's not a laughing matter, but it doesn't matter if you laugh. After the fact, if you will. And I do think his childhood was not an easy one. I think he worked very, very hard, even started out working very early in life. He tells me 12 years old. So I think he's like his first kind of job or whatever. But he always was a very hard worker. And I do think he liked to play a bit too and have fun. So I want to mention that as well. You would have known him early on. You would have known that he had smoked at one point in time. I saw a pack of cigarettes in his hands. I need to just mention that, okay? But I think he quit. I don't think he was smoking towards the end. And I do think that his passing came a bit unannounced. He knew something was up, and he didn't say anything to anybody. And then his passing was a little bit of shock to everybody, including him. So I want to mention that, even though we kind of knew something was up, I think. Can I mention that, please? And my lungs are kind of full with this. Does any of that make sense, please? Yeah. I feel like...
Do you want me to tell you who I think it is?
I believe that he's got a lot of protectiveness towards you, and like he's got your back, and I feel like he sits right with me like that. And he's a good looking guy, you know. Do you have blue eyes? Bluish green? Hazel. Bluish green. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, I feel like he just comes through with that quite a bit. And I do think he's good with numbers, too. I think he watched his pennies. It's like it's so tight he squeaks at times. Okay. But a lot of love for you, and a lot of wanting you to ask him for help as you move forward. There's some kind of new venture, a new direction you're looking at. So ask him for help to kind of give you guidance and go through that. Okay.
Okay.
I hope.
All right.
That
I just want to tell you that the Charlie that you were talking about.
Yes. Yes.
Charlie, the Charlie.
I heard a puppy.
His name is Charlie.
Okay. Good. Well, I heard it from somewhere. I don't know. Maybe everybody's mixed up. But thank you. Well, good luck with the puppy.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, bye-bye. Kathleen. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay. So next, I think we have time for like maybe two more readings. We do it real fast. We'll see what Spirit lets us do. Okay, so next up we have Pat, also from New York. Hi, Pat.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I'm fine.
You're good? Okay,
I'd like a reading, if possible.
Perfect. You got it.
Hi, Pat. Okay. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Thank you, Pat. Pat, I as I move into the sound of your voice and get closer, I'm just trying to breathe quickly and breathe deeply. I'm having a tremendous amount of trouble breathing. I feel like I almost have fluid on my left lung. I feel like I've got a lot of trouble moving there. I saw someone sitting in a kitchen, and in that kitchen, I want to talk about a table that had wooden, almost like ladder back chairs in it. So I want to mention that I'm in a kitchen in the back left-hand side of a house. And she shows me that there was a number of people in the home, but there's a love for you that's unshakable and unbreakable, that she has a pride in you, that at times she's almost apologizing for being a bit snippy before she passed. I don't think she was in a very comfortable place. I do think this woman who is coming closer is showing me that she was ill for quite a while, that she had had an operation a number of years before. I want to say three and a half years before she passed, that she believed was the beginning of the end, and that she was struggling from there on, getting weaker as time went on. I do think that she was a person that took good care of herself, but she was having struggle doing that towards the end, and that she is appreciative of you. And I want to say a younger person who helped take care of her. So I want to mention that as well, Pat. Okay. I really feel that she's not a big I love you person. You know, she didn't say it. She had her doubts about people and suspicions about people. But when it comes to you, she wants to tell you now how much she really, really appreciates you and loves you. I don't know what she shows me a memory of. I don't know if you remember those curlers with the little sponge inside them or something. You know, I smell like that chemical you do a perm with. And so someone's sitting in a chair doing a perm. Okay. So I don't know if it's a memory, but those are the laughs that she has. You know how they tie things up? And that she just showed me that imagery. Does any of this make any sense to you, please?
Yes, it does.
I believe it does, because she's walking me through the whole house. That's amazing. And she had a lot of, she said she had a lot of jewelry, but most of it was junk.
Yeah.
But she had a couple of nice things that she wanted to pass on, a couple of rings, and she also had a she had like a the faux pearls, but they looked real, almost cultured pearls, I guess, and so she wanted to pass those on as well. And she is so proud of you, the way you've handled a lot of things, and appreciative for how you handled some of the difficulties, even when it came to her passing. The dignity that you showed and the reverence that you showed and how you kept people in line, if you will. She said you had a tough time of it with a few people. So she said you did a really, really wonderful job, and thank you for the love you showed. That makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because I feel emotional with that. I almost started crying when I said that. That tells me I know I'm right about that. She saw everything you did, and she's just extremely grateful for it all. Okay.
Okay.
And you need to know that. She said that. She tells me she needs to know that. So I'm going to give that with you with light and love and thank you. Hold on one moment, please, because now who is Mary or Marion? I know that's a common name, but who is Mary, Marie, Marion, something like that, M-A-R? What is that about?
M-A-R?
Be March. I know
there's
isn't that
a couple
much.
Of them that I know by that name.
Okay. I know
is
it's a common
name.
Is
there any description of any kind?
I believe that there's someone here that has darker hair, okay, and down to the shoulder, not past the shoulder. And it's got a curl or a little wave to it. And she's wearing glasses, hon. So she would have worn them off and on, but she did have glasses on. They're not the Hollywood type. They're not, you know, often fancy like that, but they're just simple glasses. And she's a simple person. She's a smart person, but she's simple. She's not outrageous. She's not vivacious, you know. She kind of gives people some rope, if you will. And so she sits back, but she also seems to have a great deal of respect for you. And I want to give you that as well, okay?
Okay.
I wish we had more time with this gang.
I know.
But you've got a gang behind
there,
you.
There is no certain young man there at all.
There may be, but there's so many people. You've lost. You've had quite a few losses, and I'm sorry for them. But
definitely
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Move on. Thank you so much for
calling,
Pat.
Okay. I thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat. Thank you.
Have a good day. Good night.
You too. Bye bye. Okay, Joe. We have time for one more quick call. You up for it?
I'm up for it. Well,
awesome.
I've been reading all day, but I'm good. We'll just keep
all right. We'll keep plugging through.
Right.
Okay, so next up we have Latian from Georgia. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, did I say your name right?
Yes.
Oh, I did. Okay, very good. Okay, so did you want to have a reading tonight or did you have a question?
A reading.
Awesome. Okay, you got it. Joe, you're up.
Hi, Latina. How are you? Thank you for calling. Thank you for being. I'm good. You know, as I come into your energies, I just heard a young man. I hope it's not for the other lady, but it would be nice to have that one. But I heard somebody very young here, and I heard this. And as I'm listening to that, I feel like somebody passed quite quickly, kind of unannounced, and. There's a tremendous amount of turmoil around it, tragic, if you will, as that is sometimes with young people. But as I come close to him, he seems to have a number of talents, and he seems to, I feel like he's telling me it's not his fault that he didn't do this on purpose. It's either something he was doing at the time or a lifestyle, but I feel more like it's something he loved doing. And I feel like he's kind of ripped away from life, if you will. I feel quite young with him, but he still has a vibrancy about him, still has a way about him. I do think the heart stopped suddenly because of this event. I feel a heart attack with someone here as well. I don't really want to get into the horrors of the pain of things but I'm feeling it really quickly. And I want you to know that, there's also this feeling that let me just ask you, do you want to stand in any of that, young lady?
I do, yes.
Okay, thank you. Which pieces do you want to stand? I need the sound of your voice better, if you don't mind. Just which pieces make sense to you?
Just that he was young, that he had a lot of talents, and he's sorry. Or that, mm-hmm. That it's not his fault about what happened.
Right, right. I feel there's something about music. I mean, I started hearing music, and I heard a guitar, and then I heard like a percussion thing in the background, like somebody laying down a beat of some sort. He kind of had a twinkle in his eye over all that. So I want to mention that. I also feel that there's a little bit of confusion around everything that happened, and that he wants you to know that he cares about you, and that he had this tremendous close, almost like he wants to tease you, you know, and get you to laugh. And I do think he tried to get other people to laugh a lot. You know, he liked to have a good time, like to see people laugh. And he's got a little bit of a warped sense of humor, but it's fun nonetheless, you know. And I think he did the best he could in life. I do think he would have wanted more, but where he is, he's fine and he's doing good, and that he's around you quite a bit, and you can ask him anything, anytime, and he'll be there. He's tried to come into your dreams already, he says, 3 times. So I don't think you're sleeping as much as you should, but you need to get some sleep so he can get your attention, if you will. Okay. I also want to say there's something, did he leave a dog behind?
I don't think so. No. Are you sure it's a boy and not a girl, maybe?
I'm feeling, I want to say when in the beginning, I thought this young person was male, and I may be wrong about that, but I feel that the closeness to you is just, you know, very, 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 very strong. So I know that they're speaking about a dog that's still here with some family member. Okay. So I know that that's important. Can I ask you,
about a minute left, Joe.
Do you understand the name Jamie at all?
Jamie?
Yeah.
No.
You don't have that in your circle of friends or people that are around this person?
I don't know.
Okay. I'll ask you to hold on to it. I don't know why I heard it. It's really not an association with anybody I know, but it popped into my head, so I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Jerry, maybe?
What's that?
Like Jerry?
Jerry, it's definitely the J sound. It could be Jamie, Jerry. Yeah, that sounds close. I mean, this late in the day, I might even take that, but I can't really make Jamie Jerry, but it does sound similar. Okay. So who is that in the nature of things? Can I ask you?
That is my dad, my father.
Okay. So I feel like that's being called out, okay, from this other person. So I just need to mention that, okay? And I do feel like I was, I understand that you may have lost a young girl, but a young woman. But I do feel for some reason this is, I almost felt male with it. So I just want you to know that, okay? Unless she has those kinds of traits, I don't think it would be a woman. That's just me, and I could be wrong, hon, but I'm trying my best to bring these people through. This person does feel like they know you, and they've known you quite a while, a good deal of time in your life, if you will, and that they want to be with you and just give you an upliftment and help you to find some joy in life, and really asking you to reach for your joy in life. Okay, so not to hold on to the passing. And I'll leave you with that, with light and love. Okay? God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Really hope it's helpful. Before you hang up, don't hang up yet. You still there?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. Just really quickly, I know I'm going a little bit over for everyone listening, but please forgive me. I'm connecting too. Sometimes I'll do that as the host. I don't always, but sometimes I do. Would you understand anything about like a football field, like doing something at a sporting event for this guy, or to be, like, I just keep seeing a field, like a sports field. Like it's either football, baseball, but I kind of feel like there was something done there for him, or like an acknowledgement of something with him. Would you understand what this is?
That does sound familiar. Yes.
Was it a foot? Like, did he play football, or did like a team like honor him on a football field? Like, it feels like it's a big thing that he's like happy that happened, or like wants to acknowledge it.
Say it again. Like band, maybe. Like part of that.
What'd you say?
You mean like maybe part of the band?
I may take that, but they would have had to have done something like if they performed on a field, like a marching band type of thing, like. It does feel connected to that. And I know Joe said the name Jamie before. I do keep hearing a name like that too, like James, Jamie. Please just keep that there because it may have been like a friend of his or something. But I do feel like it's someone alive, like Joe said. Like it doesn't have to be someone who's passed that he's just acknowledging. But it may have something to do with that the band thing or like – but again, it's got to be on a sports field like that, like a football field or a baseball field. There's some connection to that I feel like it was in memory of him or – to honor him. I just didn't want to let you go without saying that because it would have driven me crazy and I would have had to try to find your email and then I would look like a crazy person. So I hope that makes sense, but thank you so much for calling in tonight.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care, okay?
Thanks, Joe.
All right,
thanks
you too.
Okay. All right, so Joe, we made it to the end. We went a little over, but we are running out of time, but I would like to thank you, Joe Scheel, for joining us this evening. And if everyone listening wants more information about you, they can just, or if they want to book a reading, can they just go to your website?
Just go to my website. That's where you find out. Okay.
JosephScheel.com. Awesome. Well, Joe, thank you so much. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, as always. And we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Joe Peretta. I'm your host as always. And if you'd like to check out more about me or my work, you can visit me at my website at joeperetta.com. That's 2 R's, 1 T. And you can look me up on Instagram as well. It's a little bit more personal, but I do post events and things like that I'll be doing. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a great evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.